Rima, what do you expect to see tomorrow at the State House? I see this press release that says thousands of people are going to attend this rally.
That's correct. We are anticipating a few thousand people. The first rally that we had the day after the Dobbs decision, there were approximately 5,000 Hoosiers. We also hosted a block party earlier this month where there were 2,500 Hoosiers. And so we expect a large number of people. I've seen social media posts where people are driving down from different parts of the state. And I think we're going to see Hoosiers ready to engage in the legislative process and make their views heard loud and clear.
What do you hope to accomplish this week and tomorrow with the rally?
I really hope that our lawmakers, our elected officials will see how many Hoosiers, how many of their constituents really don't want to pass a ban like SB1, and that it will move them to redirect the course that they're on and just put an end to this.
What part will Women for Change play in that?
So Women for Change is co-hosting the rally, tomorrow's rally. We also have a number of our supporters, our members that are going to be testifying, not just tomorrow, but in different opportunities when they are taking public testimony. We're going to continue to talk to our lawmakers and advocate on behalf of our membership and Hoosier women.